Mecum Auctions, the world's largest collector car auction company, returns to Indy with Dana Mecum's 37th Original Spring Classic, May 10th through the 18th at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. 3,000 muscle cars, Corvettes, exotics, and more. Broadcast on Motor Trend TV and streaming live on Max. From avid collectors to those new to the Mecum experience, we welcome everyone. Register to bid now at Mecum.com.
If Chris Christie thinks he can make a run for president, he's out of his mind. Certifiable. Remember, Chris Christie was Donald Trump before Donald Trump was Donald Trump, at least politically. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. That is absolutely true. And if Chris Christie had run for president in 2012 like he should have, Chris Christie could very well have spent two terms as president of the United States. If Mitt Romney had run the campaign he was supposed to, taken on Candy Crowley, and put Barack Obama in the trunk, he could have been president for 8 years. None of this Trump stuff, as people call it, would ever have happened. But here we are. Here we are, Chris Christie in New Hampshire saying that he's not afraid to stand up to Donald Trump. He's at St. Anselm College. And it's like, look, I took on, you know, Marco Rubio and beat him up. I can handle Trump. This isn't a question. You got to be fearless. You got to go right back at him. He's going to come right back at you and do the whole thing. Christie seriously considering running? I'll make this argument. When he fights proper, the man knows what he's doing. He knows, does know how to be tough, and there was a time where you liked him. I don't know what it is that would allow him to think that he can garner the audience. What is the base? What is the Chris Christie base? Seriously. I mean, never mind you consider his chances. Where would it come from? Does it peel off from Trump people? Absolutely not. No one says, you know what? I really want Trump. But wait, Chris Christie's in the race? Hold my beer. No, wait. Hold my hot dog. No, wait. Let me sit on the beach while nobody else is allowed to. That's it. Comes from the DeSantis camp? If you're already voting for DeSantis, what is Christie bringing you? Because you would be going for the same concept, except DeSantis is the guy in office, is doing the work in Florida that everybody's impressed with. No one has bought into Trump's argument. It's Florida. Everyone wants to be there. And he hasn't been so great. Even Charlie Crist did a good job in Florida. No one bought into that argument from Trump. It was awful from the beginning. It still is. But your market, right? Your constituency doesn't come from DeSantis. It doesn't come from Trump. Where is the Christie voter? If you ask me where the Nikki Haley voter is, well, the Nikki Haley voter could exist in the suburban soccer mom. It could exist in some level of moderate Democrat. There, you could see where that's possible. If you ask me where the Mike Pompeo voter is, you could argue that it's people who want the fight of Trump but want a more intellectual approach. They want the fight from DeSantis, but they want somebody who is grittier. You could, I think it's a small group. Please don't get me wrong. But you could at least find an acceptable way to make that carve out. I'm asking, who the hell's the Chris Christie voter? I don't know where they exist. And so we're clear, you guys know I do this for a living, right? I'm telling you, I can't find where that person exists. I can do a Pompeo, it's small. I can do a Nikki Haley, it's actually larger than we give it credit for, but certainly not to the size of the base already existing for Trump and the base that DeSantis has. And to the DeSantis conversation, just really quick. This idea that DeSantis is going down in the polls. Can I be the first to say, what the hell does that even mean? DeSantis is not even an announced candidate going down in the polls where he's running no TV ads, where he's running no radio ads, where they're not even paying attention to what Trump is doing in the main, although they're totally aware of what Trump is doing at every second. And he's going down in the polls. This is a thing? This isn't a thing. It is a thing that the Trump team will say, but it sure as heck isn't a rational point of view, now is it? He's not in the race yet. Oh, Tony, he's in the race and everyone knows it. When he starts punching Donald Trump in the face, then, and only then, can we discuss some level of polling as if it matters. If you're discussing polling right now, you look desperate and silly. They look desperate and silly. Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense, but I am really dreading the idea that this presidential race is going to start this summer. Oh my goodness gracious. Can I at least have to the fall? All I know is DeSantis launches, let's say, in June or May. Oh, holy hell. I mean, just who needs that much of this? I didn't want Trump to announce now. I just wanted some peace and quiet. I don't know. Maybe hear a child's laughter. Snuggle with a puppy. Something. Anything. That's right. I said snuggle with a puppy. What? I like puppies. I don't want to have my own, but I don't mind your puppy. God, I'm not looking forward to this election season. I'm not looking forward to the crazy. I'll catch you guys at noon.